station. Download the free iHeartRadio app for all your music, radio, and podcasts. It's time for the Ocho.
Ocho.
The best 12 minutes of 8 minutes of radio.
8 minutes.
Brought to you by the rich, complex flavor of Pendleton whiskey. Letter Buck. Please drink responsibly.
All right, Chuck Powell, Bucky Jacobson, Ashley Ryan with you here on this Tuesday. Got us a day ahead of things. I got a little distracted because you speak of the devil and he may appear. Kevin actually reached out. Elite Eight.
Kevin
Martinez.
Yeah.
The one and only Kmart.
Yeah, and I shouldn't have thrown him under the bus that thoroughly. He didn't take away a uni.
Oh?
The teal is wildly popular with the fans.
Yeah, it is.
Huh.
Don't understand it, but I guess that's true. It was a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
He had to make a tough choice.
Well, Kevin, I just want to say this. That a lot of your fan base likes the Mutant Ninja Turtle green that the Seahawks wear, too. So maybe don't go with a lot of them.
A team can get one or two limited-use unis as well. So Steelheads are in, and Marineros is in.
Mm.
So, there you go. And then I don't know if they're doing the City Connect this year or not. But if there is a way to redo that whole teal decision,
yeah,
I'd like to help in some way.
Yeah. Well,
before God smite.
Can't get rid of teal.
I want to change that before the vote ends. That could help him advance into the, the final six.
I don't want to be smote by God.
Smoten?
Yeah.
Smute.
We're not wearing gray uniforms.
Whatever that means, I agree.
Since it's one of the commandments. Here we go. We roll into the 8 o'clock hour. First with some cash. $1,000 Power Play presented by Muckleshoot Casino. Go ahead and take the keyword cash, C-A-S-H, to 93.3KJR.com. Enter it for your shot at $1,000. Thanks, Muckleshoot Casino. Thanks for being a friend. All right, let's get going. Top story of the day is the countdown to Super Bowl 57. And last night, and I will say that it was not media day. I mean, this is a primetime event now. It was media night. And I think the most adorable aspect of Super Bowl 57 are these Kelce brothers and their relationship with their mom.
Mom probably likes Travis more. She keeps trying to hedge her bet and say she likes me now because I have kids. And that's a good way I've kind of leveled the playing field with Trav. But the baby always gets the love from mom.
Well, Mom, talk to me about this moment, being here, watching your boys on both sides. Do you have a plan for the guy that wins? And what kind of plan do you have for the guy that comes up a little short?
Well, the plan is to scream really loud every time somebody has a ball.
Yeah, I know. Every time somebody has the ball, because both of the boys are on offense. How has this experience been, though, to see both your boys here? You know they worked so hard.
It's just amazing that they've been able to both get to this point in their careers and to both enjoy this Super Bowl together. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, both outstanding players, probably both headed to the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Someday, they've also had the experience of playing on great teams. So this is Kelce returning. This is Jason returning to the Super Bowl for a second time. Travis returning for a third time. And then they also just got the benefit of having great personalities and being really smart, too, on top of it. It's almost unfair. I don't know. I think we should spend more time being jealous of the Kelces.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I spend quite a bit of time. As a matter of fact, I have a little bit of a riff with my little brother. For not holding up his end of the bargain to where we could have done something like this.
Oh, I see.
He decided to go like the smart route and then do something with his brain that has afforded him to actually make money as an adult.
Ah.
So, I mean, kudos to you, Lance, but you kind of screwed us on the whole, you know, living in this Kelce world where you get to be on the biggest stage with your bro.
But you're Travis. You're the baby who mom loves the most.
He's the baby, but I think mom likes me more.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
She loves him, just not as much.
For the first time since the COVID outbreak, the NFL had a full-blown media day session. And on behalf of everyone who's covered the event, no one missed it while it was gone.
Mm-mm.
Not a single person, particularly the players and the coaches. But they did seem to make it fun. There were smiles on the faces. A lot of the players, from Patrick Mahomes to Nick Sirianni, kind of got in the spirit of things, not to be taken too seriously. And it's really hard to when you've got a guy from a country music station walking around naked with a barrel. over the top of him. Sound like it covered what media day is last night, and now it's out of the way. Now they got to all go out, party a little bit last night, get to work today, and the real countdown toward a game on Sunday is set to take place. Madden simulation for this year, Philadelphia 31, Kansas City 17. So Madden, not John, the game,
right,
thinks it's all Eagles.
Yeah.
How about that?
There's a lot of people. I thought when I first saw who was going to go, I my immediate thought was Philadelphia, and I thought that I would be in the minority with that. I thought most people would be in Vegas and everybody else would be on the Chiefs because of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and just how they've been so good for so long. And yet, no, I'm not. I'm in the majority, which, and if Madden, if the video game says then obviously it's
yeah,
might as well write that on that gray tablet.
Yeah, time to bet the house now. Seahawks for them. I mean, I mean, it's great. You can look forward to the offseason. It kind of stinks that you're not involved in the game. But it also gives you an opportunity to kind of walk down memory lane. Greg Bell took us down memory lane. I asked him what he remembers about Seahawks past media days, and one thing stood out.
The Marshawn Lynch circus was quite a circus. That obviously took the cake. Nothing I covered in 20-plus years of doing this was anything remotely like that week in Phoenix and the whole thing. I remember Julie Barber, the very respected, longtime Seahawks public relations person. Her job that day was to escort Marshawn Lynch to the podium. And I always remember the smirk she had on her face, standing to the side as Lynch went on and on, saying the same thing. I'm just here so I won't get fined about 100 times. She knew the whole deal, and Lynch obviously had explained to her what he was going to do. The thing about that people forget was he was still required to be in front of the media the rest of the week as well. And he did the same thing the next day in the team hotel, and the next day again on Thursday. It continued.
I mean, it's one thing to feel like I'm only here so I don't get fined, like you. Here.
Uh-huh.
You're here so you don't get fined.
Right.
But then to just repeat it the whole time. That's right. Another thing.
Oh, well, I'm just wondering, for all those that thought it was awesome, if I just started doing that right now.
Well, I sure hope not.
Yeah, it would make for not very good radio.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be different in that situation. One, it was Marshawn, and he could get away with a lot more than most people because of his charisma and his quirkiness.
Yeah.
And his insane athletic ability. I think if, like, anyone on the radio did it where you can't even see the person.
Insane athletic ability.
No, but I'm saying if anyone on the radio.
I have charisma.
I'm saying if anyone on the radio did it where you can't see them and that's literally all you're getting is that line over and over, it's different.
It just came across as poopy pants to me.
I loved it.
Straight up poopy pants.
It's called a stunt in radio.
Yeah.
Where you do something so crazy to get people going, what are they doing over there? I mean, you could do it for a day. Like, every time I speak and I give an opinion, you just say, I'm just here so I don't get fined. But if we turned it into the actual show,
yeah
then it would
get old.
Yeah.
It would get old after hour one.
I think it'd get old after saying it twice.
Super Bowl 57 is this Sunday. Tom Brady, he's done with Super Bowls as a player anyway. He's a broadcaster now.
For me, I want to be great at what I do. And even, you know, talking even last week with the people at Fox Sports, you know, and the leadership there allowing me to start, you know, my Fox opportunity in the fall of 2024 is something that's great for me. So take some time to really learn, become great at what I want to do, become great at, you know, thinking about the opportunity and making sure I don't rush into anything. And I think when people really bet on me, I think one thing about my career, whether that was when I was drafted by the Patriots or signing for agency with the Bucks, I wanted to be, you know, fully committed, and I never wanted to let people down. I think my biggest motivator was that. So, you know, even in the future, I want to be great at what I do, and that always takes some time and strategizing and learning and growing and evolving. It's going to be a great opportunity for me to take some time to really certainly become at my Fox broadcasting job, which I'm really looking forward to, but also catching up on other parts of my life that need some time and energy.
That's terrible news to Tony Romo. Who obviously couldn't hang with Tom Brady because of his work ethic on the field.
Now who's going to say, that's the season over and over and over. when it could be a season-ending play.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Tony Romo took the break to go to Mexico, if you're, or Cancun, if you remember, where Tom Brady, you know, was legendary for work ethic. And now, as broadcasters, Tony Romo is, like, on the outs because his lack of preparation is showing in all of his broadcasts. And here's Tom to show him up again.
Yeah.
Tom's just haunting you, Romo, everywhere you turn.
That's He's funny. The supervillain. He is. Yeah. He's your kryptonite. Might want to figure that out.
Brady signed a 10-year, $375 million deal with Fox and can just get around to showing up at work whenever he feels like it, which will be in the fall of 2024. And I do think he'll use the time to prep and become as good as he possibly can between now and then. But we shall see. Speaking of greatness, it is LeBron week. He is 36 points shy of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's career scoring record of 38,387 career points. So he could break the record tonight. Is tonight the night, LeBron? Right tonight, this seemed to be an inevitability that he was going to become the all-time leading scorer in NBA history, and now here he is still playing at near the top of his game, and so he's going to break this record by a lot. More likely that he gets it done Thursday at home versus Milwaukee, Bucky, but there's a chance that he scores 36 or more against the Oklahoma City Thunder and takes care of things this evening.
Yeah, I would be willing to bet that he does it tonight. I mean, I'm with you. I mean, he's right there. It's right around what he makes, or, you know, what his point per game average is, and yet it kind of feels like in moments like this, people rise to the occasion. He obviously is... he's a superstar. He's a superstar amongst superstars, and so I wouldn't be surprised if he rises up, scores 40 tonight.
Yeah, he has become, by the way, a lot more of a clutch player than anybody gives him credit for. Early in his career, he seemed a little timid to take the big shot. Then again, he was like 19 years old and playing in the finals. But in the second half of his career, it's one of the most underappreciated things about LeBron James. He probably has more big-time game-winning shots than anybody in league history, including Jordan, because he's played more games. But because Jordan never missed, it felt like, you know, you don't realize how many big shots that LeBron... I think it is. I think it's, like, statistically proven that he has the most, like, last-second playoff buckets in NBA playoff history. And so it wouldn't surprise me whatsoever that he rises to the occasion tonight and in dramatic fashion, last second shot. He's got 34 at the time, makes a three-pointer and breaks the record.
Well, that's the beauty of sports. Yeah. You see stories like that that you can't really even imagine them coming out that way. They do. I saw something today that was talking about, I think Kobe Bryant has the most clutch field goals, not just buzzer beaters, but kind of that put you up in the last few seconds of a game.
But LeBron is second
behind. LeBron is second behind him, and then in the playoffs, LeBron is head and shoulders above everyone as far as buzzer beaters and last second buckets. So he's clutch.
And by the way, Kobe took every last shot for the Lakers.
Right,
the entire time he lived.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
You make some.
You go back to the Jerry West, Gail Goodrich days, and Kobe, who wasn't even born yet, is in the box score for having taken the last shot. He was not
fetus.
Shy. He
His
was
fetus
not,
was even taking buzzer beaters.
That's right. Tip off at 7 o'clock tonight on TNT. The number one studio crew is not working tonight. Charles wants to be there Thursday when LeBron breaks the record. Here's an idea, Chuck. Why not work tonight, too?
Hmm.
I mean, you make enough money.
Novel idea.
Yeah, that's a crazy... that's just...
Yeah. You work every single night during the NBA playoffs. Maybe you add an extra one during the course of the regular season so you can be there.
I would.
And have the number one crew there on this historic...
I'd like that.
...potentially historic evening. So we'll see if LeBron gets it done tonight. If not tonight, it certainly is going to happen on Thursday, barring some sort of injury or setback. The NBA trading deadline is also this week. It is on Thursday. I don't know if we're going to see a bigger trade than what we got over the weekend. Kyrie Irving heading to the Dallas Mavericks, but of course Dallas, they're excited about having the talent, but the players on the Dallas Mavericks they might have to talk them into wanting to play with Kyrie Irving, particularly Luka Doncic.
I'll sweeten the deal for you. You can do whatever you want to this man.
Wait, what?
You can slap him. You can karate chop him. You can nunchuck him. Knock him out again. Kick him. Okay? You can have a step show on his old ass body. I don't care. But come play with us, man. Come on, man. I mean, what does that mean in Kung Fu? Is that a yes?
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah, Uncle Drew. Yeah. Uncle Drew had to head into Dallas with his tail between his legs and convince Luka to play with him, but looks like he's going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm curious to see if he can kind of get rowing in the same direction or if he becomes the distraction that he oftentimes does.
I don't know why he would change now.
Yeah, right. I think he's going to be both.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a bit of a spark, and then there's going to be a point in the season where he's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just not going to show up tonight. Why? I don't know.
Because Charles didn't show up when LeBron was going to set the record. Why do I need to?
Yeah. I watched a bad episode of Criminal Minds, and it didn't set well with me, so I'm not going to be there for game five of the Western Conference Finals tonight. Yeah. Sorry about it.
He'll
but
be
that's
mad.
Me.
You'll see an arc on the horizon and be like, no way.
Don't that's celebrate how different I am, and then at the same time criticize me when I show I'm different.
Yeah.
NBA trading deadline is Thursday at noon, and in the Western Conference, whoever makes the right move at the trading deadline could end up being the champ. That's how tight the division seems to be right now. We are in the midst of a countdown to spring training. We sit here with just 9 days until Mariners pitchers and catchers report. Pete Woodworth, pitching coach for the Mariners, was on with us yesterday, and I asked him, is prospect Bryce Miller going to be the talk of camp?
It sounds like he already is. If you guys like Logan Gilbert's fastball, Bryce Miller's is going to be pretty fun to watch. It's not just the velo. It's, you know, Logan's is, you know, an 8-foot extension. It's getting on you real quick in the upper 90s. Bryce's is a little bit different, but it's just, that's what it is. It's just a different fastball. I mean, it's fast. It's electric. But, you know, you see Munoz's fastball at 100, 103, Brash's fastball, you know, in the upper 90s, and it's not quite the same. This kid has something special coming out of his hand when he throws the old heater.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about Bryce Miller here in a couple of weeks. 102-mile-per-hour fastball, which the organization feels can play like right now. There's a chance he makes this team out of spring training, it sounds like. They are not limiting him to, I mean, it might have to be out of the bullpen. But 102 is 102 is what I was told.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, if you have a lightning bolt attached to your arm like that, if you can throw strikes, I wouldn't be surprised if he makes a club. That's just it's an asset that you don't really want to pass up. What's the point of showing it down in AA or AAA?
Yeah. Kraken launched the second half of their season tonight in New York. It will be the debut of Jacob Menga.
Even after they pay me the money, I'm still going to melt every city on the planet with liquid hot magma.
No, it's Menga. Magna. Mm-hmm. Not magma.
Magma.
Dr. Evil.
Okay.
Magma.
Okay. Jacob Magma.
No, that's not right.
Is going to debut tonight, and he's going to spew red hot liquid magma.
Magma.
All over the ice.
Oh, that'll slow down the opponent's ability to skate if you can make it water.
Okay. Magma will debut his brand new number 44 uniform for the Seattle Kraken. He'll be the big guy on the ice. 6'6", 220.
I hope he punches somebody right in their face.
That'd be a nice way to introduce yourself to
Just
Kraken
drop
fans.
Your gloves right at the first first.
Why
first
not?
Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
No, me neither.
I really want them.
You're in a lot better position to get in a bar fight now with Oleksiak having somebody that can watch his back.
Right.
That's right. Now they can just circle around back to back and just fight everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on.
Kraken at Islanders tonight at 4 o'clock. Coming up next on our program, we'll talk about this matchup. We'll talk about magma with Everett Fitzhugh, Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM.
Now you don't ever have to miss one of your favorite shows. We're available anytime, anywhere. Just search our podcasts at 93.3kjr.com/podcasts.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
The check on travel times. Is Aqua to Seattle or Redmond to Seattle? 35 to 40. Bowl 57.
Sports Radio 93.3, KJR-FM. Now back to Chuck and Buck in the Morning.
Even after they pay me the money, I'm still going to melt every city on the planet with liquid hot magma.
Oh, it's a matter of hours before liquid hot magma spills all over the ice in New York.
They're not going to like that. Yeah. They're not used to volcanoes over there.
Yeah, well, this 6'6", 220-pound defenseman is ready to erupt. See what I did there?
Oh, I did.
See what I did there? I had fun with words.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. Chuck Powell, Bucky Jacobson, Ashley Ryan with you here on this Tuesday. It's time to check in with Everett Fitzhugh, the voice of your Seattle Kraken, who's had like, you know, it feels like 3.5 years off since the last hockey game. Have you had another baby since that time, Everett? I mean, what have you done with all of your downtime here lately?
Yeah, no, one's enough for now. We're still enjoying number one. My wife and I actually had our first solo vacation since our honeymoon, so it's been about a year and a half.
Oh.
We went down to Palm Springs for a few days, saw the new building down there, and went to the Harry Styles concert. Actually, it was a pretty good couple days down in Southern California.
Get a little saucy.
Hey. Hey,
you guys are feeling it.
New
morning,
baby Fitzhugh, right? Coming in 9 months.
Oh no! 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 No!
All right. Well, Islanders tonight. We got a brand new member on this roster. Tell us about the big guy, Everett.
Yeah, Jason Megna. He is when this team is barreling toward the playoffs, you know, two needs that a lot of folks feel that this Kraken team need is depth within the NHL group and then to help on your blue line. And Megna is a guy that I think accomplishes both. And, you know, he's not going to overly wow you with a lot, but at 6'6", you can't teach that size. And he is a really good, responsible defenseman. He'll block shots for you. He's a rough, tumble guy along the boards. Hasn't been into a lot of fights in his career, but he can drop the gloves, and a guy that obviously I think can help protect the likes of Matty Beniers and Jordan Eberle and Jared McCann, players like that. So for Seattle, this is a really good team-friendly deal, making just above the league minimum. He got him signed for another year after this current season. So this is probably one of the best deals that you could make early on here in this this trade deadline period before it gets to the deadline here in about 3 weeks.
All right, Fitzy, forgive me because I'm still stuck in Neanderthal mode a little bit. I mean, how much of a big kind of enforcer, regardless of whether or not he's gotten in a ton of fights, just another tough guy, how much of that was by design because that's something that you think this team needs?
I think a little bit. I think there is one area that, you know, this team has been trying to find, and that is a little bit more of that sandpaper, a little bit more of that grit. Now, you know, the NHL as a league is getting away from that. This is becoming a more skill league, a league that's more focused on offense and a goal scoring. So you're seeing a lot of those enforcers from the 80s and 90s. You know, that's not really the nature of the game. That said, you still do have a few of those guys around who can lay the wood, so to speak. So for Seattle to get a little bit tougher, I think, is paramount, because when you go into a playoff series and you're seeing the same team potentially seven times, I mean, you get beat up. A lot of bumps and bruises, and your star players, your good, big offensive producers, your Beniers's, your McCann's, players like that, they're going to take a beating, and it's going to be a hard series physically. I mean, the NHL playoffs are the toughest playoffs in all of sports. So you need a guy like a Megna, a Will Borgen, players who are capable of laying some muscle. But I still don't think this Kraken team is done with their additions. And maybe we see another heavy player added, hopefully, another heavy player added before that deadline here in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, still 3 weeks away, so plenty of time to add to this roster. The voice of your Seattle Kraken. Everett Fitzhugh is with us. He joins us every Tuesday at this time to talk some hockey, and the team back in action starting the second half, and we'll face the New York Islanders tonight there in New York. And so, boy, you've had a few days to think about this and this push toward the playoffs. So kind of a refresher, but also you don't want the rust to settle in. So as you get ready to start this second half push, I mean, is it feeling very much to you like we are going to make the Stanley Cup playoffs this year?
You know, to quote the great Dave Tomlinson, you're getting to a point in the season where it's going to be really hard to screw this up. Yeah. I mean, you're getting to a point now where every game is now going to become a 3-point game, overtime, shootout, whatever. You've got a lot of games in hand on teams in your division. So if you win those and use those to your advantage, you're in a good spot. And this is a Kraken team, too, that before the All-Star break, not only were they in first place in the Pacific Division, they were within 3 or 4 points of the top spot in the Western Conference. Mm. So for Seattle, I mean, there's some, I don't even want to say lofty goals. There are some pretty attainable goals for this Kraken team over these last, 30 or so games, 32 games of the season. But I also think for Seattle, this road trip, these 5 games out east, are going to really prove and show, A, where this team stands among, you know, some of the elite teams, especially out east. I think it's no secret that the East is the better conference in the NHL this season, but also it's going to show you where the needs lie for Seattle. These next 5 games are going to show the Kraken where this team needs to improve, where they can add going into the trade deadline, and where they feel they're at their strongest. So, you know, knocking off the rust is going to be a huge key for tonight's game for the Kraken. They get in a couple days early. They skate 2 nights ago. They skated yesterday, and now they're on the ice right now. So you're going to get 3 pretty decent practices in coming out of the break. So for Seattle, I mean, I have this team as a playoff team. I had them as a playoff team coming into December when they went on that crazy run in November. And I still think this team is good enough to be one of the top 8 in the Western Conference. But again, I mean, a division championship and even top spot in the West is very much in play for this Kraken team.
Fitzy, how important is that? You know, I mean, we know in the NFL, for example, the number one seed gets a bye. I don't think that's the same thing in the NHL. But how important is it for them to still be trying to climb that mountain to get the, you know, win their division or possibly even be number one in the West, in the entire West?
Well, obviously you want to get home ice advantage for as long as you can get. If you can get those first 2 games at home in the playoffs, that's huge. But I think more importantly for this Kraken team, it's a mental piece for Seattle. The year that this team had last year, obviously the numbers weren't there, the wins weren't there. We all know what happened in the inaugural season. A lot of folks had the Kraken ceiling in year 2 as a 500 team. If they can get to 500 after the year they had last year, hey, I'm happy and we'll continue to grow. But now that you've really outticked your coverage in that regard, you can now go into these final games of the season saying, hey, not only are we a better team than last year, but we're on our way to a potential division championship. We may be raising a banner on opening night next season when you think about it. So I think it's important to get those top spots because you want to get the home ice advantage. But I think for this team, for this organization, for our fans, for this city, it's going to be massive to say after, you know, you finish 30th in the league, 29th in the league last year, to say that not only did you catapult into the top 16, make the playoffs, you're now in the top 10, top 5 in the league in terms of your finishing your point total. So that's going to be a huge piece for Seattle mentally, psychologically moving forward if they can continue their play that they're on right now.
And I'm sure that you spent the entire break working on your game, saying your prayers, eating your vitamins, getting ready for the second half, strengthening the voice again. So I don't want you to give away any of your tricks, but now that you got this new player that's going to debut tonight, where are we leaning toward? Is it Megnatron? Is it Megnamind? Ooh. Or is it hot liquid Magna? Which one are you leaning toward?
Hot liquid Magna. That sounds good. That just sounds nice and smooth. And I tell you what, he's a smooth skater. I watched him extensively at practice yesterday. He can move pretty well. He's not super fast. More like magma in that regard. He's not going to beat you in a foot race, but he looks good. He skates real smooth. So I think I might go hot liquid Magna.
All right, we'll have to listen to see what you officially go with going forward. All right, well, good to hear from you, man. Thanks. We appreciate it, and we will talk to you again next week. Have a great call tonight.
Fellas, Ashley, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
There he is. The great Everett Fitzhugh on the call tonight right here at Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM. Pregame at 3:30. Drop the puck at 4. Taking on the Islanders, who've made a far more significant deal. They've added Bo Horvat, for goodness sake, a 30-goal scorer already this season from Vancouver. So they've added offensively. Kraken have added defensively. So should be a pretty good matchup, a pretty good test to start the second half of the year. The push for the Stanley Cup playoffs, first appearance in very short franchise history. It begins tonight. All right, coming up next, we are to the Elite Eight field of our American Idol competition, where we are trying to crown the best at what they do on the Seattle sports scene. We have a very difficult matchup for some of you to try to have to choose between, and we'll tell you what that is coming up next. Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM.
Today's smart speakers are pretty crafty. They can turn on your lights, set your alarm, or turn on your favorite radio station.
93.3 KJR-FM, your only home for sports talk on the FM dial.
Thank you, Softy. Take advantage of today's connection to the sports leader so you don't miss out. And tell your smart speaker to play Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM.
This report is sponsored by Emerald Queen Casino.
Bucky was just singing this during the break.
Think he has it as his ringtone, doesn't he?
Yeah.
No.
Now that him and Kalen DeBoer are best friends.
No, I mean, let's not get carried away. Big fan of Kalen DeBoer. Zero fight song, UW fight song that's playing in my head or on my phone ever.
He picked up Softy's little cardboard cutout thing that he has here in studio, and they were just slow dancing to the song in the corner.
No, that is not
just like Softy at his wedding with Gina. That's what they slow danced to.
Bucky led.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Well,
yeah.
That would be obvious if we ever danced.
Yeah. Oh, you dance.
I want to dance to this.
I hope you dance.
When I head up and get another drink, this song comes on.
Dance, dance.
Yeah.
It's a revolution.
Like nobody's watching. I just happened to be watching.
Yeah.
And it was creepy. Chuck, Buck, Ashley with you, Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM. Last week we launched American Idol, spelled IDLE. It has nothing to do with singing or Fox Television or Ryan Seacrest or angry British people. Really doesn't have anything to do with any of that. We just had some idle time on our hands, and we were doing a talk show talking about two other cities that were making the Super Bowl. And they had an extra week off of preparation, and we didn't even have like daily news reports on the damn thing. So with a few extra Idol segments that we had last week, we launched American Idol so that we could talk about the Seattle sports scene for some conversations, even some uncomfortable ones. So we're trying to figure out who is the best at what they do on the Seattle sports scene. And so the only thing we stole from the television show is how they arrive at crowning a champion. So it started with nominations, you know, people showing up to try out.
Audition.
Yeah, an audition, exactly. Then they went to judges' table, and then we passed them on to Hollywood, and then we divided them into groups, and then from the groups we determined a top 10, and that started on Monday, and then we began the elimination process to reach Thursday, where we will eventually crown our champion, the person who is best at what they do in Seattle. So that means after eliminating two people yesterday, we had an Elite Eight that we started with this morning. We divided those into two groups, and people have been voting like mad all day long on this poll. And we've got some really interesting results. As a matter of fact, we got a true battle on our hands because you're voting for your favorite, all right, or not your favorite, but the best. Who you've determined, as a matter of fact, don't make it your favorite. It's the best. Best at what they do. If Hugh Millen is better at breaking down football than you feel Jerry DePoto is at running the Mariners, then Hugh Millen might be your vote, mm-hmm. right?
Maybe.
And so we have a group of Kalen DeBoer, Jerry DePoto, Hugh Millen, and Michael Penix Jr. And it looks like there's a runaway winner in Kalen DeBoer. It looks like he's going to win it. But this isn't about determining who wins the poll today. It's mm-hmm. who gets the fewest votes. And that individual in the group will be eliminated from our competition. And that race right now, White Knuckle City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's close.
It's in like
close.
A percent,
uh-huh.
all three of them.
Uh-huh.
I'm so nervous.
This is what American Idol is all about. It's been so nervous. This for years.
Oh, but I did my best. I mean, I would just text in just time and time again for my favorite American Idol.
That's what you would do?
No, I never voted once for American Idol.
Oh, American Idol. For that one. Oh, okay.
But yeah, I did for this.
Vote for this.
Yeah. I thought you voted for this one. We all went with Kalen DeBoer. And maybe it was unfair, Ashley, to put DeBoer and Penix to make a Husky fan have to try to decide to choose between those two right now. Maybe it's cruel.
Well, and then you put Hugh Millen in there, too, who Husky fans love. So really, you've got three Huskies.
Yeah.
And we didn't put three Mariners in the same one. So people got to spread that out a little bit, but I don't know. It's interesting to see that people seem to be very torn.
Yeah, maybe that's why Jerry's doing well. Maybe it's like Coug fans like, I guess I'll just vote for DePoto. I'm not voting for any of those other three scabs.
Maybe.
I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about it either. Maybe we would have done the foursome differently. But we've got a real battle, and if you want to participate, you still got 40 minutes to vote, 35 minutes to vote. Do so. We got it up on Twitter there for you. And so find our two polls and go ahead and vote on them. The other poll is also pretty close. And that is we got Kevin Martinez, Steve Rabel, Julio Rodriguez, and John Schneider. Looks like we got a runaway winner there, but you can also vote on that as well. Because again, it's who gets the fewest votes. They get eliminated. And the thing that changes is the grouping. So tomorrow we'll have two groups of three tomorrow, and they might be competing against completely different people for your vote on tomorrow's show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The fun never ends.
Yeah, I agree. It's not
like
ending.
It. Yeah.
Hasn't ended, won't end.
Continues.
Yeah, continues. Yeah, that's another way of looking at it.
Yeah.
It continues. Yeah. I was looking to see if the other. I also don't understand why there could be like a discrepancy of like 130 votes between one poll and the other when they were put up at the exact same time and promoted equally the same.
Yeah, it's got to be something with the Twitter algorithm and what it shows you. I should have put them as a thread, and tomorrow I will. I'll connect them. So basically you do it and then just add another tweet so they'll be linked the whole time. I don't know that that'll make a difference because people would still have to click to view the thread, but we'll try it and see which one works better.
I guess it is true. What Gloria Stefan said years ago, the algorithm is going to get you.
It is.
I don't think that's the word.
Yeah, she said
pretty sure that's what it was.
Yeah, she was like, the algorithm is going to, it was just like.
Algorithm, oh, Alga was silent?
Yeah.
Algorithm, I just learned how to read, but I don't think Alga is silent in that word.
No, it's like just quicker. It's like the algorithm is going to get you.
Uh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
That's exactly what I
thought. You listen very.
She's not talking about that.
We'll find out.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
All right, coming up next, we've got $1,000 that we might tempt you with. Also, the second of a series of conversations that I want to have on LeBron week. I don't want to be angry about it. I just want to understand. Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM.
You're working from the home office, and your home for the 12th man is breaking valuable NFL draft news. What a dilemma. We make it easy to listen on your smart speaker. Tell it to play 93.3 KJR-FM. Then drop everything and pay attention to the most important news of the millennium. Now, get back to work.
This report is sponsored by Staples Stores.
The check on travel times is...